You can react to this too, Tim. I have you on to talk about the state of Missouri and this governor changeover of power. But real quick here, 2-hour meeting at this letter delivery from North Korea, that seems positive on the whole, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely, Annie. You know, we don't have enough time to talk about all the historic events of today, whether it's national or right here in the Show Me State. This is historic. This meeting that just occurred up at the White House. You know, I mean, for the first time, I think ever, this is the highest level meeting we've had between this series of leaders in a long time, and it just shows that Donald Trump is a significant president. And you know, if you're on the left, maybe you don't like the significance of these things, but I think all Americans should appreciate what's happening here. It's the opportunity to at least discuss the issue of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula, which would be good for the entire world.
Yep. Well, President Trump, they're saying that the June 12th summit in Singapore is on. So we'll get an update from Tony in the 2 o'clock hour, and he'll lay out everything that we found out, at least in the last probably 10 minutes or so regarding this. But I want to talk to you specifically about Governor Greitens officially resigning at 5 p.m. today, and Governor Mike Parson will be taking over the reins there. What do you think? Where does Missouri stand today with this drama ultimately culminating in this resignation? And where is Missouri poised to go in the future under Mike Parson?
Well, you know, Annie, despite the continued trauma that the liberal media in our state continues to experience over this, our Missouri legislature actually had an extremely productive session. You know, we have so many checks and balances in our system. And if you were to believe just the media, you know, you would believe that the state is on fire, that everything's coming apart at the seams, and that the entire republic is going under because of these issues with Missouri's governor. Now, these are serious issues, and you and I have discussed it, and you've discussed it with many other guests ad nauseum with whether or not Governor Greitens was treated fairly or not. It's really beside the point because the governor decided of his own free will to resign from office. So we have a procedure for that in Missouri. The lieutenant governor is the next in the line of succession. And actually, then the Senate pro tem is after that, and the Speaker of the House is after that, and so on and so forth. So what's going to happen today is there's going to be yet another peaceful transition of power in a state in the most free democracy in the world, which is the United States of America, because we have this awesome system of checks and balances in place. And so while the media, Annie, I don't know if you've watched at all what's been going on today in Jefferson. It's such a ridiculous circus carnival atmosphere by the media. They're literally staking out the governor's mansion and taking photographs of moving vans. So that's fine. But guess what else is going on? Governor Greitens is taking his last day in office as seriously as his first, and we can all debate whether or not, you know, how good of a governor or bad of a governor he was, but he is signing bills that are hardworking men and women of the Missouri legislature passed this year. And guess what he's signing? Another major tax cut bill. When I was Speaker, we passed the first income tax cut in state history. The largest income tax cut in state history was passed this year by the legislature. Huge kudos to Speaker Richardson, floor leader of Escobo, Pro Tem Richard Kehoe, the floor leader in the Senate, and all the leadership and all the men and women that voted for this, all on the Republican side, because that is a historic bill. Another historic bill that was signed today was a major education reform bill relating to course access, so kids and parents have more opportunities and choice. So all these big things are happening, and they've got the governor's mansion staked out, and they're taking pictures of moving vans. Tim, I mean, how ridiculous.
Yeah.
So just to wrap up, Lieutenant Governor, the governor resigns at 5 o'clock today, Central Time. Lieutenant Governor Parson becomes the governor at 5:01.
Tim, Tony Colombo, that is exactly what I wanted to bring up to you. It's not just like a handful of bills. Frank and I were actually just looking at this off the air a minute ago. It's dozens. It's like a lot of bills that he is taking action on. You mentioned a couple. There's one about the corporate income tax rate, which I think you mentioned. Also new rules on how utility rates for companies like Ameren are regulated. And he's also issuing pardons. You mentioned a couple. Are there any other either bills or pardons that really stand out that would be, you know, interesting to you, or something that you think that the listeners would want to hear about?
Yeah, Tony, there's another bill. This governor was known for several reforms. He was known for advocating for, pushing for, and signing bills in the areas of tax reform. We just discussed some of those. Education reform, we just discussed some of those. And labor reform. Remember, this was the governor that signed Right to Work. It's now in risk of being recalled. It's on a voter referendum this August. People can go and preserve Right to Work if they so choose. I mean, they voted for this governor because he stood for Right to Work, and many of the other Republican candidates that got elected just 2 years ago as well. Prevailing wage reform, another big piece of labor reform, was passed by this legislature this year. That was a bill that had been around for a long time. Oh, paycheck protection for public sector employees. That's a bill that's been kicking around for 6 to 7 years, and it was this governor that likely, I could see him signing that today as well. So he's going out, he's not going out probably as, he's not going out as he wanted to. This is the last thing he wanted to have happen to him. But what he's doing is, on his last day, he's saying, you know what, I'm going to have a legacy. I want to have some positive aspects of that legacy, so I'm going to sign these bills that I stood for and supported, and I was the governor when they passed, mm-hmm. So I'm going to sign them into law. And so that's what's happening this afternoon.
So that's the going out. What about the coming in? Missouri, Mike Parson, what kind of future do we have under Governor Parson in the state of Missouri?
Annie, I think that story's yet to be told. We can all speculate, but running for lieutenant governor is a lot different than running for governor itself or running for any of the other statewide offices. Governor Parson did have a platform. I think it's a platform that the majority of Missourians would support. I know Governor Parson personally. I served with him in the Missouri House. He was a sheriff in Bolivar, Missouri, in Polk County for a good part of his career. He then was in the Missouri House. He then was in the Missouri Senate. He was then lieutenant governor. So this is someone who knows state government inside and out, has many relationships. That doesn't mean he gets along with every single person there. But Governor Parson has always been a very diligent, behind-the-scenes worker. He understands the workings of government. Now, the biggest question is, will he be a reformer like Eric Greitens was? I can tell you that Governor Parson, when he was in the Senate, he did vote for Right to Work. He has voted for some significant tax cut and tax reform bills. But how hard will he push? Some would say that Governor Greitens pushed too hard in many aspects. I think Governor Parson will be a little bit more, he'll have a little bit softer of an image. I think he all usually wants to be seen as working with the legislature. And so there's definitely going to be a personality change, definitely going to be a style change. But what people can be assured of is Governor Parson is someone that doesn't need a lot of on-the-job training. He's going to be surrounded by people who understand the system, so on and so forth. Now, some people may say, oh, that's the establishment, all that. But you got to have some people around you that understand how government works, functions, and get things done. I do also hope Governor Parson, soon to be Governor Parson, reaches out to some of the folks who are big-time reformers in this state, who are your true constitutional conservatives that want to continue to push the envelope and push the ball forward on tax reform, education reform, labor reform. So Missouri is competitive, like we're seeing with our brother and sister states, like a Governor Bevin in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Governor Bevin's an incredible governor that's really moving a state forward that had been under Democratic control for decades. So I would love if he would emulate that kind of style and that kind of leadership message.
Real quick before we let you go here, what's on the show this Sunday? We're looking forward to continuing to have you on here on the Annie Fry Show at about this time every week on Fridays to tell us what you're going to be doing from 7 to 9 on Sunday here on 97.1. What's on the Tim Jones Show coming up?
Yeah, Annie, so you caught me on a funny week. I'm actually out of town for business this week, so I've got Mike Ferguson hosting for me.
Oh, great.
Folks know Mike really well, right?
Yeah.
He's the communications director over at the Show Me Institute. He fills in for a lot of us when we're out. And so I've turned over control of the show to Mike for these next 2 hours, but you're going to be in great hands with him. I know he'll have some great guests. Mike has access to all kinds of people. He does TV as well, so Mike Ferguson will be hosting the show this Sunday evening, but I'll be back then next Sunday. And I'll be joining you every Friday in this hour, and I'm really looking forward to that to help everybody have a great Annie Friday and roll into the weekend.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. No one has the insight quite like you do into the state politics of Missouri, and it's not as though we're going to have nothing to talk about for a while. So thank you so much for providing that here to the listener, and hope you have a great weekend.
Hey, truer words never spoken, Annie. And you and Tony and Frank and the gang have a great weekend as well. Good to talk to you.
All right. Bye-bye.